The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. 8:05 on AM 970, The Answer. Thursday, August 26th. Great to have you with us. There's so much to get into. And as we prepare for the program on the radio for this responsibility that we have, that is called radio, you know, and again, talking with friends just a couple of days ago saying, you know, I going on the road, that's what I do. I just a live entertainer. By the way, I never wanted to be a star. I never wanted to be a star. And Lord knows I never was, like a star like that. I just wanted to keep working, you know, be a journeyman worker. So at the end of your life, you know, and now, you know, I'm on my backside of the time, my time on this planet. But, you know, you think, hey, well, did you want to enjoy what you did? And me, I'm just a journeyman, you know. I go out, I work on the road, I, you know, blood, sweat, and tears on stage. And Rodney used to always say, Rodney Dangerfield, the late, great Rodney Dangerfield would always say, you know, you're as good as your last show. The second you step off a stage, you know, you got to do it all over again.
I'll tell you, no respect at all. It's okay. It's all right. I'm okay, he would say. I'll tell you, it ain't easy, Joe.
He would tell me that, you know. So then, but the same thing with radio too. As soon as the mic's off, boom, we're all, you got to start all over again and do it all over again. So we wanted to enjoy the journey. And now this journey on the radio is a responsibility. And I love you enough, and I love, look, we're all God's children. We're all in this together, right? So I feel like I got to be honest with you. I don't understand. If I heard someone from the way regressive socialists left, like the squad down there in D.C., the anti-Semites, you know, that they are, they just hate other humans just because of who they are. That's scary stuff. That's pre-war Germany, man. They call those of us who love the country Nazis. That's like a Nazi mentality, to just to hate because you're not like they are. And that's what I feel that they are in the House of Representatives on the Democratic side. That's who they are. And now they don't say sometimes, well, you know, maybe there might be some nice people that we disagree. Now, you don't hear any of that. It's all vicious hate spewed with just a venom that I've never seen. And that comes from where? The way regressive left. The way the socialists. Why are these people like this? I'm telling you right now, I may be wrong what I'm saying. I can understand. I may be wrong. I may be I'm not a conspiracy wacko, but if something's really suspect to me, I'm going to tell you about it because you deserve to hear about it. So let me go to California just for a second here. When you see the atrocity that is California, beautiful California. And the last time I was there, I did see all the homeless encampments. Could someone explain to me how the Democrats, who are supposed to be so giving and so understanding of the quote-unquote working class people can't afford anything now. A lot of them are on the streets. How about the mentally ill, the mentally handicapped? They're on the streets. They're now assaulting people. But let's go to those people first. Let's go to the people in the southern border of the United States. Let's go to the folks that can't get to the airport because of terrorism in Afghanistan. Let's go to the people. Let's go to the people. Where's the compassion? Where is the compassion? So you go to California, you see the lack of compassion from yet another Democrat. And I have no love for the Republicans either. I'm done with everybody. I think they're all nuts. It's all special interests. Has nothing to do with you and I, right? So it just happens to me that most Republicans, and there's some Democrats that we have on the show, most Republicans that we put on the show talk common sense and understand the people much more than any Democrat that I know. Now, so Larry Elder, our buddy that you know and you love, is running against Gavin Newsom in this recall election. And it's coming up to September 14th, I believe the date is. They're going after Larry, making up stories. Now his ex-fiance said this, he did that. Please, if you're listening in California, and maybe we got one person listening in San Francisco. No. But as you're listening, I know we got Matt, my buddy Matt listens. Just you have to do a protest against the lack of compassion. Let's start with the homeless. No one cares about the homeless. Don't you care about the homeless? I feel so bad when I see these people with the grimy dirt on them, because there, but for the grace of God, go you and I. I'll tell you right now, in a minute, you and I could be right with those folks. No one cares. De Blasio doesn't care. Andrew Cuomo didn't care. You know, and Gavin Newsom doesn't care. Nancy Pelosi doesn't care. Adam Schiff doesn't care. Swalwell doesn't care. All those people in California could care less. So now you got Larry Elder step up. They are going after him like I've never seen. And I'm here to tell you, this is a good guy. This is a good man. Do not believe that. Please put it all aside. If you're listening in California, do a revolt vote. Get in there. And I say the same thing to my friends in New York City. You know, you listen, Eric Adams, I like Eric. I don't like what he did. He should apologize to some people who he offended, and he was wrong. And you got to say, I was wrong. And I know there's a lot of shootings in Brooklyn. I got to do better. A little humility is appreciated. But you want to revolt vote? You want to rock New York? You vote for Curtis Sliwa. That's what I'm saying. You go in. And you vote. That's what we did with Donald Trump. Look at that. Look at the good that came out of the Trump administration, by the way. Oh, yeah. Don't tell me. Oh, Trump. You show me one thing that Biden has done, one thing that Obama has done. Anything that, and even Bill Clinton, as good a president as he was, he had to borrow, steal, use the word that you want, and from Newt Gingrich, who was Speaker of the House. Newt came up with Contract with America, with workfare, and more police on the street. That was Newt's. That was all of Newt's initiatives. But Clinton was smart enough, President Clinton was, to say, workfare, that's good. He went right down the line and took everything from Newt Gingrich, but at least he implemented it. Barack Obama, I don't know what, no disrespect, by the way. By the way, out of all the images of all the presidents, aside from JFK, the smooth JFK, the beauty of the of Jackie O, Jackie Kennedy, of course, at the time, and John Kennedy, you know, how beautiful they were. Camelot, you know, how beautiful was that? But I always thought that the Obama family was that beautiful. They were just a great representative of the country. You know, I've said that before. They just looked good. He had star swagger. His oratory skills were great. But, oh, my gosh, he wouldn't touch the inner cities. He wouldn't touch anything that helped America. He would apologize to the rest of the world for America. And that's where we are now. But now you got a guy without any swagger, without any star power. Now you got a vice president doesn't know where she is or what she's doing. And here we are in the middle of it all. Where's the compassion? Where is the compassion? So when you're in California, you got to vote. And then do a revolt vote, I call it. And even if you're a Democrat, you put Larry Elder in there, vote yes for the recall, and just call, get Newsom out of there. You got to get him out of there. And you got to do the same in New York, and you got to do the same in New York State, and we have to do the same in New Jersey. No disrespect to our current governor. But it's like they have the socialist broad stroke. Stay with me, please. It's a socialistic, regressive socialist kind of attitude. And that's what you can't implement that into your community. You can't raise the taxes anymore. You can't disregard the homeless anymore. You can't tell everybody that you're bad. What kind of leadership is that? What kind of leadership coming out of the White House? You are all bad. You are all racist. How, and that's what killed me about the Obamas. Michelle Obama. Oh, it's a racist country. Yeah, it's all you're black, and we just elected you president. We're supposed to say, and we're racist, and we were so proud. We had a black president. No, you're all racist. No, we're not. And I'm not going to accept that. And I'm not going to allow that mantra just for their power and their control. You know, that's all it is. It's all special interests. Oh, get me started. Don't get me started. And when the Republicans, where are they? Thank God Tom Cotton is out there every day fighting. Thank God Steve Scalise is in Congress. Thank God for Steve Scalise down there. Nicole Malliotakis. You know, you got some people really fighting for us. Thank God. You know, and the Democrats got some good folks, too, but then they get after him. Like, I always say how much I like Josh Gottheimer, what a good guy he is in the 5th in New Jersey, doing a great job. Oh, you can't say that, Joe. We're running someone against him. No, I'm going to tell you, if someone helps the people, I'm going to tell them. And if there's a bipartisan effort to help the people, I don't care what they are. And that's what Congressman Gottheimer's doing, and then everybody yells at me because he's a Democrat. What is he doing on that show? And then he goes to Washington, and the squad says, what are you doing on the Piscopo show? He's a Trump guy. Just relax. Help out the compassion. Where's the compassion? We're going to get through this. And I'm telling you, you're not wrong. You were not wrong. All of this abomination that is the Biden administration, it's not you. Because you look, you shake your head. Does China own Joe? Is Joe a Manchurian candidate? Is he taking his orders from China? Maybe. You know, and but I can't back that up. And I know that's some kind of conspiracy wacko theory. However, I said that about the virus coming from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and Gordon Chang backed it up, and Peter Navarro backed it up, and we had it backed up. And now you see, excuse me, did you see that 90-day look-see that they did a 90-day kind of overview of what happened, where the virus, did you see the outcome of that? No, you didn't hear about it, right? Well, let me tell you, it came to nothing. They found nothing, no evidence that it came from one particular area. This administration is owned by Beijing. I don't know if the president, Biden, is compromised because of Hunter, and there's pictures that they have. They have financial records on Joe Biden, on what he did. I don't know that. I'm not saying that's what happened, but it sure seems that way because no one is that bad. No one is that bad. And if the people running the White House, if they're this bad, do they hate the country that much that they're going to destroy us? And that's exactly what's happening. We got to stay on our game. And you know what? We will stay on our game. And I think we will prevail because, like I said earlier, the theme for today's show, students, is what goes around comes around. And it's so true. I'm like Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers.
Neighbor. Today, Daniel Strap Tack is going to teach about karma.
Well, that sounds like George Bush. That sounds like Dana Carvey doing George Bush. No, Paul, you need Paul Lynn telling everybody to calm down. Just calm down, Paul. Right?
Just get over yourselves.
It's true. Oh, man. But that's it. What goes around comes around. They think they're going to get away with it. You can't get away with it. You know, you can't get away with it. You're going to find the truth will come out. And then you and I will be saying, hey, you know, remember Joe Piscopo? Yeah, what happened to him? I don't know. I think he died. I don't know. This will be years from now. He used to talk about this on the radio. And it'll all be true. And because you know what you're talking about. Hey, it's 18 after 8 o'clock, 8:18 right now. And Joe, and I felt bad. We're going to go to Corey Lewandowski. He's going to be fired up. Don't want to miss Corey. Sergeant Joe Imperatrice on this hour. Jeremy Adams is that great high school teacher that we talk about, college political science teacher. What's going on? Mandating vaccines for teachers? Masks for students? I don't know. And then Colonel Kurt Schlichter is going to talk about this August 31st exit deadline. By the way, now the State Department is warning United States citizens to avoid traveling to Kabul Airport. Can they just have one line that they're going to tell us that's true? Everybody's talking out of different sides of their mouths, and the State Department, the Department of Defense, and then the White House. No one knows what's going on. And then they put Joe Biden out there. He's going to talk about cybersecurity, right? Okay. Oh, gee, thank you, Mr. President. We're not dumb. They think we're dumb. We are not. Top U.S. diplomat. Didn't Blinken say this? That we warned U.S. and Afghan citizens to get out. They didn't want to leave. They're blaming. That's the blame.
This administration, where's the humility? There's no humility. It's your fault. It's your fault that you're there. Oh, my Lord. You can't make it yet. Now the UN could recognize Taliban. I'm just reading headlines here from Salem Media, you know. And what can happen? Kamala Harris tweets Biden made the right decision. By the way, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden campaigning for Gavin Newsom. You know what I say? Ooh, go for it. Go for it, you want Larry? Well, who cares? They are so clueless. Whoever's at the White House, the picture they put up, remember the picture in Camp David, Joe Biden, and he looked so weak, and he was in a golf shirt, and he was all by himself. They walked him in and sat him down at this big table with a screen that didn't even have the full screen on it, and he's looking at it, and he's hunched over, and they put the picture out. Like Joe's working on his vacation at Camp David. And you and I went, oh, that poor man. It's elder abuse what they're doing to him. Who's running this? Who's running the image of the White House?
Jim Henson, because he's one of the Muppets in the balcony.
Yeah, he is. He is. What's the guy?
Statler and Waldorf.
That's who it is. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Joe on the radio. Corey's on the list. He's coming up next. Corey's going to be all. I want to talk to Corey about the President. Does President Trump go in 2024? It looks like he's going to go in. What's going to happen 2024? Of course, we'll probably see. We got to worry about the midterms coming up next year. So hopefully we'll be able to do right by that. But Corey knows. He knows the inside line. Debbie's on the roads for you right now on AM 970 The Answer. Debbie, good morning to you. It's 8:21 in New York. How are we doing on the roads, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. We've got some issues out here for you this morning. Watch for delays on the Sawmill southbound by the Taconic. It's construction. Newburgh, Beacon Bridge, construction there. The Sprain north at 100C. Watch out for an accident here getting up through Valhalla. Inbound GWB about 15. Lincoln only 5 minutes in. Nice ride at the Lincoln. Holland about 20. Over on Tunnelly Ave southbound, getting down towards the Caucus Road in Jersey City. Ongoing police department activity. We're also seeing some delays here over on 109 North at Broadway in Jersey City with construction slowing everybody down over there. Watch for a brake check this morning as you head over to the Garden State Parkway. As you head northbound, getting up toward exit 90, a couple of earlier problems in that brick area finally out of the way. Over on the northbound Henry Hudson in the 230s, it's an unauthorized truck. He's into the overpass. And the Belt Parkway westbound at Lefferts Boulevard, a crash as well. Old Country Road at 107 in Hicksville, an overturned vehicle. Sunny today, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie, telling you about Relief Factor. I took my Relief Factor already. All these great ingredients. I keep Relief Factor with me. I do. You know why? It really, when I heard about it, I said, what a great concept. And I would hear Mike Gallagher talk about it, right? And I go, Relief Factor, what is it? And I did the same thing you're doing. What is it? I'll get there. And then I would talk to the people who came up with the Relief Factor, you know. I would talk to my friends, Pete and Seth, you know, and I would talk to them. They go, oh, yeah, we're big fans, Joe. We should do something. I go, oh, great, great, great. But I never took Relief Factor. I said, okay, yeah, we're going to do it. I love the concept. I love 100% drug-free. I love it all. Let's do it. So I never tried. Then they say, okay, they're going to come on the air on locally. We're technically a local show, even though I see the streaming numbers and we're all over the country. And God bless you for listening. We love you for that. But technically, we're live and local in New York, flagship station for Salem Media. And Relief Factor comes on our show. And I'm honored by that, frankly. You know, that means everybody's listening. They want to get the word out. So now I'm going to try Relief Factor. And I do. And it says 3-week quick start. Okay, I'll give myself 3 weeks. I start taking a couple times a day like that. And then what's cool about it is, and why I want you to go to relieffactor.com, your pain dissipates. And you know the pain sneaks up? Well, it sneaks away as well. Because before you know it, whoa, I got my shoulder. I'm lifting my shoulder above my head. Whoa, I could do the bicep curls without the bicep tendon pulling. Where's that knee pain I had? It's the best feeling in the world. You know how I knew? I started running up and down the stairs on my crazy schedule, getting the kids out, whatever I'm doing. And then I bounded up the stairs. I always say with a reckless abandon, and I could do it. I said, whoa, I'm skipping steps. I'm telling you, you got to try Relief Factor. Just try it. Because you're like me, you hear, yeah, okay, I'll try it. And you don't. Does that really work? I'm telling you, for me, it works. And I think it'll work for you. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
Folks, there's one man that every mover and shaker goes to for advice on running your government and their businesses. And we have him right here for you. We're proud to bring you the Catman, John Catsimatidis, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Catch him if you can on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe, tell you about Rhino Shield. Corey Lewandowski is coming up in a second, but I want to tell you that you got to get your house Rhino Shielded. Paint is typically 60% water, right? Rhino Shield is almost 80% solids, which is why it lasts so long. It dries 8 to 10 times thicker than traditional paint, offering greater protection and insulation benefits, by the way. Your house won't need to be painted every couple of years. And Rhino Shield comes with a 25-year warranty. Comes in any color, looks just like paint. Not only protects your property from the elements and your business as well, but it can increase the value of your home, of your business, offering you a unique transferable warranty. By the way, Susan is offering you no payments and no interest financing for an entire year. Thank you very much. 877-744-6608. Again, I know you hear me talk about it. Oh, does that really work, Joe? Maybe I'll call this morning, please. You get a free on-the-spot estimate. You can also go to rhinoshieldofny.com, rhinoshieldofny.com. Best thing I did, Rhino Shield House. All the things I have to do in my house, it's such a pain in the neck. Being a homeowner, trying to take care of everything, once you Rhino Shield your home, you will feel so much better because you don't have to worry about it anymore with this 25-year transferable warranty. 877-744-6608. Call Susan. Give her my love, please. She is the best. You will love her. Say, Susan, I heard you on Joe. He's been telling me, he's been nagging me. I got a Rhino Shield my home or my business. You will love her and get a free on-the-spot estimate. And don't forget, no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. Susan at Rhino Shield is 877-744-6608. It's Rhino Shield, and it's not paint.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Oh, the one guy more fired up than I am in the morning is Corey Lewandowski. He is fired up. Senior advisor for Trump 2020, campaign manager for Donald Trump 2016, co-author of Trump America First, and a former police officer. We thank you for your service, Corey. Thanks for being always fired up. Thanks for joining us on the show, my friend, and a good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, Joe. And, you know, last time we talked, the debacle in Afghanistan was just beginning. And now, a week later, we have seen the full incompetence of this administration. We have seen time and time again how Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have not put America first, how they've relinquished our role in this great world to now asking the Taliban. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, Joe. I wish I was kidding right now.
Yeah.
They're asking the Taliban to approve who is going through checkpoints to be extracted from Afghanistan. They're saying, no, the Taliban is in control of the checkpoints. They are telling us who should and shouldn't come through. What alternative world are we living in when the greatest nation, the greatest military, the greatest superpower the world has ever known has given up our authority to the Taliban?
It is scary to watch. But you know what, Corey? How could you vote for Donald Trump? It's what I said. I keep saying.
Hey, Joe, the rhetoric, Joe. I couldn't pitch his rhetoric. Instead, you've got 1,500 Americans still stranded in Afghanistan. Hey, you know what I want? I want a guy whose rhetoric actually saves American lives in the Oval Office. And
I face
knows what day of the week it is.
You know what? I know. I said the one thing I said as soon as this Biden, that everything, the border, the crime, the inflation, the lack of respect, people in the House of, in the Parliament, in Britain, our beautiful British friends, they go after and they call out this guy, Biden.
And then, and the election, all of this fiasco, and then people can say, they say to me, how did you vote for Donald Trump? Hey, excuse me. You're living it. You're living it. Oh, Corey, you can't. Sadly, you can't make it up. But, you know, I address this to you, Corey Lewandowski. You know, they always got on President Trump because he was so tough and everything. But when you sat one-on-one, you saw the compassion in Donald J. Trump. And I've known him for so many years. So people may not understand when I say that, but you saw it. I see it. But where's the compassion for the Democrat, my old party, the Democratic Party, Kamala, Joe, at the border, the kids, not to mention the border agents? Look at the airport. There's no compassion. Even, Corey, you know what? I said, even when the mainstream media, when Richard Engel starts getting scared and starts saying this is a dark day for the United States of America, the point is made, my friend.
Joe, the Democrats who are running this country right now have never seen a backlash from the mainstream media before. They don't know what to do about it because the media has been an extension of the Democratic Party for so long, they don't know how to handle it. When Adam Schiff is now calling into question the Biden administration, we know they're in trouble.
Yeah.
When MSNBC and CNN is saying, we think Biden has failed on this, these guys go, wait a minute, you're our friends, our buddies, our pals. You come to our Hanukkah celebrations. You come to Christmas with us. You can't say bad things about us. I'm going to take out my Christmas card list. No. These guys couldn't have lasted 15 seconds in the Trump administration because of the brutal beatings we took from the media. And now, for the first time, you know, they get this guy, the National Security Advisor, out on TV, literally telling us, and Jen Psaki telling us, there are no Americans stranded in Afghanistan. How come they're not banned from Twitter for lying? That's disinformation, we call it.
And so this guy, Jake Sullivan, these are lifelong bureaucrats. They are the deep state. Blinken, Secretary of State Blinken, too. This poor guy, at least he got up and tried to answer the questions. This is the biggest catastrophe of any presidential administration that I have ever seen, Corey. And I said, what goes around comes around. And I don't want to get into this, Corey, because they'll think, God forbid, they'll shut us down. But whatever happened with the election, however it happened, I'm telling you, what goes around comes around. You're going to do something bad, it's going to come back to you. So now, where do we go from here? Does President Trump step up in 2024? Will he wait till after the midterms? Is he going to hand off to Governor DeSantis? You got the inside line, Corey. You're with President Trump a lot. What are you thinking? Can you report anything on the show this morning, sir?
Let me say this one thing before I address that, Joe, and it's very, very important to your listeners. Okay.
Yes, sir.
We're hearing that all of these states want to take these Afghan refugees in, and that the Biden administration is bringing all these Afghan people here to the United States. And, Joe, I'm okay with it, but I'm not okay with it until every American who's trapped in Afghanistan is home safely. So if there's one empty seat on these airplanes, if there is one American who wants to get out and we're filling that with somebody else, then we're not putting America first. And that's what Donald Trump's policies have always been about. And what does that mean? Donald Trump's numbers right now, he was in Alabama on Saturday with 45,000 people. Hey, Joe, this guy doesn't play the guitar. He doesn't sing like Elton John. He gets up to a microphone and just starts talking, and 45,000 people show up. That's bigger than the concert in Central Park last week, which was a super spreader event that CNN carried, as you know, right? Hey, Fugazi Fauci didn't talk about that. He didn't talk about that. No. So let me tell you, I think what's going on in the country right now, the failures, the epic failures of the Biden administration are pushing Donald Trump to get back into politics. Look, the Republicans are going to have a monster year next year between redistricting, the failures of the Democrats in Congress, who are now going to spend $5 trillion with a T dollars this week, including tax increases on everybody in America, basically. And so what you're going to see is the Republicans are going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate. My friend Herschel Walker announced yesterday he's running for the U.S. Senate in the state of Georgia. I mean, how many guys get a Heisman? Not that many, right? Yeah. I mean, this guy, he made every quarterback look like an NFL Hall of Famer. Hand the ball off to Herschel, boom, 10 yards, boom, 10 yards. Okay? This guy made every quarterback look like the greatest because Herschel was just mowing guys down on that field. So I think you're going to see the Republicans and the conservatives and the independents who are sick of Joe Biden's failures come out in massive numbers in 2022. And that is going to reaffirm that Donald Trump's America First policies are what this country needs. And I am hopeful because the money we're raising, the excitement we have, the people who are coming to see Donald Trump want him back into politics. And if things go well in November of next year, I think you might just see that.
Yeah, Corey Lewandowski, kind enough to join us this morning. Before we let you go, don't you think, and if you're listening, this isn't like a pro-Trump thing, quote-unquote pro-Trump thing. It's just what's best for America, because we understand the criticisms. But, Corey, you can't deny, and what people have to understand, do you think the Taliban would have stuck their head out of their little mole holes that they hide in if Donald Trump was president? Do you think for a second they would do what they're doing now if they knew Trump was in office?
We had a guy named Soleimani, I think, who tried that. You know where he is? In about a billion pieces. He stuck his head out, right? And Trump said, goodbye, thanks for coming, okay? They tracked that guy to the airport, and the car was in about 8 zillion pieces, okay? They found his pinky ring. That was all that was left of the guy, okay? But hey, in addition to that, Joe, that's because Donald Trump is tough, and they knew if they crossed the line, their heads were gone. And look, more than that, don't forget, the Biden administration's director of central intelligence, we saw yesterday, was meeting with the head of the Taliban. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me for 1 second? These guys are terrorists, and we are on the precipice, Joe, of the greatest hostage crisis in the history of the world.
Oh, God forbid.
We really are.
Yeah,
there's
God forbid.
1,000 Americans or more that are trapped.
Yeah, what's scary, too, and I'll let you go, Corey, but scary, too, is the CIA director Burns has ties to China, to Chinese, to big guns in China. And all the roads lead to Beijing on all of this. And it's very, very scary. I don't want to get conspiratorial. I don't want to be a wacko on the radio, Corey, you know. But it just doesn't seem who owns the White House. That is the question that we have now. Corey, we appreciate your service, man. Thanks for always taking the time to jump on the air with us. How summertime, did you get to relax at all this summer? Have you been working the whole time, sir?
Huh? Hey, I love to work. You know that. My kids go back to school next week, so we're spending a little time on the last week of school vacation. They go back September. Hey, and by the way, Joe, you wouldn't believe it. My little silly town said mask optional. Hey, that's a win for America. Mask optional today, okay?
That is great, Corey. Thanks, brother. We'll see you out there soon enough, Corey. Thank you. God bless you, brother. Corey Lewandowski, he's fired up. He is always fired up. And please stop with, there goes Joe with the pro-Trump stuff. Will you stop? I mean, really, I'm an objective guy, and it's like, and I understand the criticisms. And I'm not on the inner circle of anybody, you know, but I know what's good for America. I believe in what President Trump put forth in America First. I believe in the policies. And how many guys have you talked to saying President Trump, and then they shake their head, they roll their eyes, they go, I know, this guy with the personality and the way he was. But once you meet President Trump in person, talk to him one-on-one, see him at a private event where you got to lock your phones up, and then you see the real Donald Trump. And that's where you fall in love with this, candidate, if you will, when he was running. And that's why I think people voted for him, because they saw right through that. But more important than any of that, than any of the tweets, is the policies. He knew what policies to put. The America First Trump policies were great for this country. And I could tick them off right now. Now turn to what we got going on today. And by the way, I know we got a break, but you need a little crazy in the White House. When Ronald Reagan came into the White House, that's why, and you see that film Argo, which is great, and Jimmy Carter apparently helped a little more than we thought, but the fact, I think, why the Iranian hostages were released, because they were petrified of who? Ronald Reagan, because he had guts, and he believed in this country, and the Taliban would have never surfaced out of their caves if President Trump was still in office. So stop. Just put all the hate aside. Let's put country first, please. 8:38, Sergeant Joe Imperatrice is going to join us coming up. You're always welcome at 877-970-2999, 8:38. It's Thursday. It's August 26th, and Janelle's got the news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
78 degrees. It is partly sunny. What's going on? We have the answer. Big announcement this afternoon on who will be number two in New York State. Governor Kathy Hochul expected to reportedly announce that Senator Brian Benjamin, who recently ran unsuccessfully for New York City Comptroller, will be her lieutenant governor. Some of New York City's union workers are defying Mayor Bill de Blasio's coronavirus vaccine mandate. Throngs of people gathered in front of City Hall yesterday calling on the mayor to retract the mandate. Two women recovering from a shooting at a Staten Island hair salon in the St. George section. Police say a 17-year-old and a 35-year-old were taken to the hospital. And the portraits of the Obamas are going on display to the public tomorrow in the Brooklyn Museum. The acclaimed portraits are part of a display and a five-city tour that runs through the U.S. through May 22nd. 78 degrees. I'm Janelle Crispin. Coming up next, a look at traffic with Debbie.
Thanks, Janelle. Let's see what's happening here on 287. 287 northbound exit 13 in Bridgewater, a crash. And then up by Route 78 in Bedminster, it's another accident there on 287. Let's go over to the New Jersey Turnpike, the Eastern Spur North at 15E, a collision being cleared. Tunnelly Ave still moving slowly southbound by Secaucus Road in Jersey City. It's ongoing police department activity. A tough ride on the Deegan northbound stadium up to the Cross Bronx. It's emergency construction. Also, the Henry Hudson northbound in the 230s, an unauthorized truck into the overpass. Westbound belt slowing down by Lefferts Boulevard with a collision, and the Grand Central Parkway eastbound by Jewell Avenue. It's an accident blocking one lane. Westbound Grand Central getting out toward Parsons Boulevard. They're doing some ongoing construction. Lakeville Road getting up through Lake Success, getting reports of a collision there. Sunny today, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go and you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone? Drive sober or get pulled over.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Connors and Sullivan, you're worried about nursing home costs. I know you don't know what to do. It could really, make you bankrupt. So you can keep your control and your choice over your assets. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. You could schedule a free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. Here's the number, please, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You could also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. Do what I did. I didn't want to deal with any of it, and the estate and the will and the health care proxy. And look at me, I'm whiny. I'm like the whiners. I don't want to do it. And my son Joey goes, Dad, will you sit down with Mike Connors, please? And I did, and it was the best thing I did. And I think it'll be the best thing you do. You can get that free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500 or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Sadly, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heat stroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than in adults, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. Your actions may save the life of a child.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
Washington has its eyes on your health care. Senator Bernie Sanders' $3.5 trillion so-called infrastructure bill is really a government takeover of your health care, with a price tag higher than Obamacare. The Sanders plan means higher prices, longer wait times, fewer new medicines, higher taxes. Senator Sanders' health care heist is wrong for America. Call 202-900-5410 and tell Congressman Tom Malinowski to reject Senator Bernie Sanders' phony infrastructure bill. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, telling you about Tunnel to Tower is Sergeant Joe and Paratrice is standing by. You know, all first responders, law enforcement, military, Gold Star, fallen first responder families with young children, severely injured veterans and first responders. You know, Tunnel to Tower steps up and is gifting these heroes, these warriors with 200 and their families with 200 mortgage-free homes, smart homes for the catastrophically injured, mortgage-free homes to Gold Star, fallen first responder families. Police officers, law enforcement have fallen in the line of duty, you know. And I'm telling you, that's why Frank Siller is walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville onto Ground Zero. And he already was at the Pentagon, already at Shanksville. By the way, the foundation is bringing back Towers of Light
to memorials at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, and reading the numbers, the names aloud of all who we lost to 9/11 related illness on September 12th. That's right at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. So this is these are all the good things that Tunnel to Towers is doing, but we can't do it and without your help, and we just are asking $11 a month, you know. So please help this nation to never forget its greatest heroes. Do good in their honor. Donate, please, $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org, and we thank you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Speaking about heroes in uniform, Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice is the founder of Blue Lives Matter NYC. Hey, Sergeant Joe, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Joe, and I just heard the Tunnel to Towers. Frank, absolutely amazing, great organization. Anyone that can go out, please support them. They're doing God's work every single day.
And they step up. Boy, they see a police officer down. God forbid, they're right there. Frank Siller and the Siller family's right there. So we appreciate that, Joe. We thank you for your service, Sergeant Joe. Hey, tell us, Blue Lives Matter, how do you stand on the issue of a vaccination mandate for the police officers in the NYPD now?
Joe, I really believe that officers should be able to have their own choice in doing whether or not they want to have the vaccine or not. People have different situations. My sister firsthand, she's a school teacher. She's pregnant right now. They're pretty much forcing her to get the vaccine. I've never seen her more nervous in her life. You don't know whether this is going to affect your baby, whether it's going to come out with Down syndrome. You just don't know. And Joe, as a cop, we've dealt with everything every day, dealing with the public. You're dealing with tuberculosis, AIDS. Never have we ever been forced to get a vaccine. But now all of a sudden, the mayor of New York City thinks that he could just cram it down the throats of the heroes of New York. That's right.
Yeah, now PBA President Pat Lynch threatened to sue if the NYPD implements this mandate. What leverage do the police have to stop the mandate, do you think, Joe?
Joe, you know what? There's 36,000 officers of all ranks, and I think that if they banded together for the first time, didn't try doing their own stuff, I think they can make headway. But this is bigger than that. This is all over the nation it's happening to. So maybe the unions team up with one another, go outside of the law enforcement realm, team up with the teachers and the doctors and say, hey, wait a minute, we're human beings. We're not just cops or firemen or nurses or doctors. This isn't right. And, Joe, I don't agree with it. Did I get the vaccine? Yes, but that was my choice. You shouldn't have to force somebody to go out there. And something is wrong when they're paying you $100 to get a vaccine, Joe. The light bulb should go off. That's what I think.
I know. You know what's weird is that when I watched Mayor de Blasio, and nothing personal, but politically, he's been wrong on absolutely everything. This whole stand, and now we see Kathy Hochul, now the governor, apparently about to anoint her lieutenant governor, a man who wants to defund the police, this Brian Benjamin guy. I mean, what is that all about? And now the mayor has no credibility. He has no credibility. So I don't know why he has the audacity, where he has the audacity, to mandate that. Listen, I'm like you, man. Vaccinate me. I'm waiting for the booster, baby. I'm on the plane tomorrow. I'll be masking up. I'll have gloves on. I got it. But you should not be mandated. Especially, haven't they just terrorized, in a way, the NYPD enough already, Joe, you know?
It is. The problem, and it goes to show the problem with Mayor de Blasio's power. He knows he only has 4 months of having this power as mayor. But we have to understand, as police officers, as American citizens, as New Yorkers, if you give up this right and you cower down and say, you know, we'll do it, no problem, what's the next thing they're going to do? This is a real issue. Communism, socialism, we've been talking about this, Joe, on this show for years.
Yeah.
You know, President Trump was speaking about this. It's happening. So you cannot just get on your knees and say, you know what, take me, I surrender. You have to push back because you do not know what this will lead to in the future.
Hey, Sergeant Joe Imperatrice, kind enough to join us. Joe, how do you get the word out when they talk about, and this guy who's going to now be apparently the lieutenant governor, and he says he supports Marxist groups that are against the police, and then you bring out the stats on how the police, law enforcement is not. And I'm telling you this objectively, and I look at the stats, there is no systemic racism in law enforcement. And I can't stand when you said some police officials go, oh, no, but there is. But statistically, there is not.
And there's always going to be a bad apple somewhere. But please, how do you deal with that when all the facts, all the narrative is on your side, and then they try to bend the narrative to their own advantage?
It starts with the Republican Party having spies. I respect Peter King more than anyone else out there. Yeah. But for him to come out a couple of weeks ago and start praising the now governor and saying, let's give her a chance, you can't do that because you know what, Joe? The Democrats will never turn around and say, you know what, Joe Piscopo, the Republican? Give him a chance, guys. No, you know what they're going to do, Joe? They're going to make up lies, say that you touch little boys, that you hate women. Yeah. We can't do that. We have to have a spine because the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And now we have a gentleman who is standing with the Black Lives Matter movement that can't stand police, that wants money taken away, and we're just following the pattern of it just going more far left. We have to, as a party, come together once and for all and say, you know what? We're not going to bend over backwards for these people. We have to stand up for our rights because we are literally in last defense before this world crumbles. Be proud to be a Republican. Be proud to be a conservative. But do not just bend over to the other side. We have to stop that nonsense.
Yeah, I think Peter was trying to reach out. You know, and you know, we both love Peter King, and he's so pro. He's so pro blue. You know, he's so pro law enforcement. So I think what he was trying to do. But you know, your point is well taken. I'm like that. I go, you know, I like Joe Biden. He's a nice guy. People, Joe, he's not. And apparently they were right and I was wrong. So I hear what you're saying. You have it's time to fight now more than ever, Joe. That's what you're feeling.
Correct. Yep. Right. Yes, sir. And, you know, we have the 2022 elections coming up. This is going to be a turning point or we're going to go backwards further. So if you don't see what's going on in the world today, better start because it's happening everywhere. Joe, you work downtown Manhattan, right? You travel from Jersey. I was traveling last night walking through Manhattan. The garbage in the city, the quality of life, the homeless. Yeah, this isn't a lie. This isn't a farce. This is the reality of what's going on, and it's happening all over. We have to bring back common sense and sanity because this world is falling apart. We got to get back to some normalcy once and for all. We can fix this, but we have to come together to do it.
So what do we do, Joe? Before I let you go, I know you well enough, if I may, Sergeant Joe. Eric, are you going to back Eric Adams? I mean, do the police, you know, because he did some interesting things, Eric Adams did as a captain, right, in the police, in the NYPD. The NYPD will support him. Have the union supported him already? Joe, I should know this. I don't.
No, you know what? I don't think the unions are coming out. And at the end of the day, just like when you're in the military, you're going to support your commander in chief. If he ends up winning, of course, we're going to be there to do whatever he needs to keep the city safe. But do I feel in today's day and age he's the person for the job? Absolutely not. I'm also upset. And God bless all the candidates running, Bill Pepitone, Curtis Sliwa. You know, I support everyone. But you're telling me out of 8.6 million New Yorkers, Joe, this is the best we have? These are people we're looking forward to. We need firepower. We need people that are genuine. Put the politics aside. Do things for the real reasons. Joe, we could have a story, talk a whole other day about Eric Adams. All I can say is that he's not very well liked behind the scenes because there's a lot of things that he did caused a lot of problems back in the day. And we don't need that. If that side comes out of him again, it's not going to be let's unite New York City. It's going to be how do we divide it further?
Sergeant Joe Imperatrice, there's the man. Joe, thank you for your service, my friend. Thanks for taking the time with us.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
Sergeant Joe right there and proud enough and brave enough to stand up for the NYPD. Blue Lives Matter, NYC. Hey, Debbie's on the roads at 852 on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening here. On the Deegan northbound, slowing down past the stadium with construction. Henry Hudson northbound in the 230s. Unauthorized truck right into the overpass. It's busy at the Gothels Bridge getting into Staten Island. And then you're busy on the Staten Island Expressway right into Victory Boulevard. Watch for stop-and-go traffic on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound at Jewell Avenue. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. Sawmill south into the Taconic construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is watching a downward spiral.
He essentially said the buck stops with me and then blamed everybody else. It's Trump's fault. It's the Afghans' fault, Afghanistan people's fault. It's the Afghanistan military's fault. It's the weather. The dog ate his homework. My goodness, what a catastrophe. I don't know that we've ever seen a presidency collapse this soon.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of trans-resveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-789-1125. The number for Invite, 800-789-1125. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find our retail locations. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical studies. Call Invite at 800-789-1125 for Resveratrol Max now.
Joe on the radio, let me tell you about Broadway House for Continuing Care. They were recently named one of New Jersey's best nursing homes by NJBiz. They consistently earn five-star ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the national organization's highest ratings. Awards are great, sure, but they measure success in the restored health of the residents, those living with HIV/AIDS or recovering from acute illnesses or injuries, and they can't get into other hospitals. They come to Broadway House for continuing care. And we want you to visit, please, BroadwayHouse.org. This is my wheelhouse complete. When I met Mr. Gonzalez over there, Jimmy Blue Eyes, we call him. He's got blue eyes like Frank Sinatra. I said, Jimmy Blue Eyes. So we all start calling him Jimmy Blue Eyes. But Z, who made the French toast when we did the broadcast, what a great, great group over there. The staff and really helping out those in need. And it's been my mantra for 25 years to do that. And they're doing it right in Newark, New Jersey. Now, can we help? And you can have some fun as you help? Well, how about the 2021 Charity Golf Classic for Broadway House for Continuing Care? It's on Sunday. It's September 26th at Top Golf in Edison. You get instruction from a coach. You got an evening of golf. They got some great food. Plus, you'll be able to fund life-changing medical care and extensive social services that I have seen firsthand to restore the health and the lives of the residents at Broadway House. Broadway House treats some of the most vulnerable members of our society. I always say this, there but for the grace of God go all of us, you know? So please register today at BroadwayHouse.org. BroadwayHouse.org.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Money, 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 money. Hey, Rob, how we doing this morning weather-wise?
Hey, it's going to be hot and humid today and tomorrow across the area. You're going to want to make sure you stay hydrated, stay out of that sun as long as you can, and just take it easy out there. It's going to be nice today, mostly sunny. Maybe a better chance for a late-day thunderstorm tomorrow that could bring some cooling, but certainly going to be a lot cooler this weekend. However, that will be accompanied on Saturday by scattered showers and thunderstorms.
All right. Thanks, Rob Miller. Well done. Joe Lumberg is away, so we appreciate that very, very much. Coming into the 9 o'clock hour, we could take phone calls. Let me see. Well, 9:05, we're going to talk to Jeremy Adams, who we love. He's that high school teacher and college political science teacher from Bakersfield. Is the author of Hollowed Out, A Warning About America's Next Generation. Hello. And Jeremy's going to talk to us about mandating vaccines again for teachers. Masks in the classroom. Where are we going with all of this? And then Colonel Kurt Schlichter will join us. What's going on in Kabul? What's happening there? August 31st, exit deadline. I mean, you know, again, talk about a sense of responsibility on the radio. That's why we're here, to talk about these vital things that affect you and me. I mean, I got my kids. Where are we going as a country? This is like These are really very unsettling times, and we just want to come up with some solutions. In the meantime, we will have time to get calls. 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. Joe Piscopo with Joe Sibilia, Matt Sambola, and in for Al, and Debbie Duhaime on the roads. Kara is here, and we are coming right back at you. Don't go away.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.